We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 19th of February, 2011. Thank you for joining us again. And we have Janan in Texas on the phone. Janan, I really think that what I hear you saying basically is that the people who control the United States, the people who are in power pulling the levers and switches behind the scenes, are the ones that really have orchestrated all of this. And in fact, they are sympathetic, if not the full-blown communists themselves. And there's no question that they're morphing this country into a system. Whatever, we can get bogged down on labels, but they're morphing it into a totalitarian state, very much the same as any communist country. You just pick a name, and the ultimate goal is worldwide communism, worldwide totalitarianism, under a super worldwide government, be it the United Nations or whatever they decide to call it. And I absolutely agree with that. I think that that's exactly what's going on. However, and we can say that China, we can say that communism, it's fruitless to say that it's bad. It's fruitless to tell people just how bad it is. But, when our elected officials are going along with this and they're pretending like everything's fine, the American people are being propagandized to believe that China now is somehow a strategic partner, that communism died when the Berlin Wall fell. It's like the West has completely gone to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Everything you just said is absolutely true. Our nation is just totally in decline. I don't know how to say it any different. We have been taken over. As a Christian, I always believe there is hope, and if it's not in this world, it's in the next.
Yeah.
I'll just close out by saying that a book that helped me understand this conspiracy for worldwide government is called The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit and Its Impact on World History by E. Michael Jones. It's an interesting read. It's 1,200 pages. The book is $50. But anyway, one of the RBN hosts, Mark Anderson, is going to be in a conference in March about talking about other kinds of money systems or economic systems that the USA should be thinking about, because capitalism has turned out to be theft of the American people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to recognize...
All right, hold on just a moment.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42... I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the...
All right, we're back. This is Discover America, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Janan, you were about to say something, and I had to cut you off. The clock, unfortunately, doesn't wait. It's a very brutal taskmaster.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention this book. It's available from culturewars.com by Dr. E. Michael Jones. It's called The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit and Its Impact on World History. I found it very, very helpful in understanding what we call the conspiracy for a one-world government, and it, as it played out, especially in the West, and all the major events of world history. And it goes from A.D. 30 to A.D. 2008, and it's perfectly indexed and bibliography and everything. It's very, very good in understanding. If you're lucky, you can get it at a library, which I did. I got it from the University of Texas Library. But the book is very, very helpful in trying to understand things. And it's from someone who thinks that the pivotal point in world history is the birth, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it centers on that. And the people who were for Jesus from the beginning and the people who were against Jesus from the beginning. And it examines history in light of that. And I just personally find it very, very interesting, and I'm able to see threads going throughout world history that I have never seen before. But that's all, and I'll let you go. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for the call there, Janan. I appreciate that. And You know, that is one thing I want to be clear about, ladies and gentlemen. We deal with a lot of very negative things here on this program. And it's very easy to get bogged down in the bad news. But one thing we have to keep in mind, I think, is the fact that this life is temporal. It's not permanent. My concern is for those generations that come after us that have to live in this world, that have to deal with the things that are, well, they appear inevitable. Certainly given the certain mindset of the people right now, it looks inevitable. Many times it looks very dark and hopeless. But the reason we're here, the reason I'm here anyway, is I believe that through the proper education of the people, and very importantly through the instruction and education of our lawmakers, and I'm primarily talking about state lawmakers, governors, pressure that's going on a state level and a local level, the instruction that we can give them, that we can make a difference here. And we can change the outcome. We can change the course. Yeah, there's some things that we can't do. There's some things that we can't control. But if we spend the time doing what we can, focusing on what we can do, and ignore the things that we can't control, namely, in many regards, the federal government. I'm talking about the bureaucracies, the behemoth, this massive federal monster that threatens to swallow us up and certainly is engaging in these international agreements which are selling us out. You know, it's the governors of this country, the governors of the various states that are right now going to China, that are encouraging the Chinese to come here, that are meeting with them, that are recruiting them, that, you know, those are the people that need to be reached. Those are the people that need to be pressured. Those are the people that need to be shamed. And I don't know what it's going to take. But it's going to take the people rising up and getting mad and angry. And, you know, I look at what's going on in Wisconsin right now. I see the massive anger and frustration and fury that the people in Wisconsin are meeting out on their elected officials right now because they deem their power to be to unionize, to organize, as being taken away, being threatened. Why can't we stir up the masses for something as important as the Chinese communist sellout? Why can't we get people angry enough about taking away their freedoms? Not just the freedom to organize unions, but the very freedom of privacy, the freedom to be secure in your persons, the freedom of your private property. Private property has been under attack for... I can't remember. All my life, going way back, it's accelerated in recent years. Why can't we get people stirred up about something like that? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the restoration of our republic, because time is running out. So no, we don't want to be negative on the program, but I have to tell people the truth. I have to be forthright, up front. And it's only in that truth-telling and only in that awakening by the people that action can be taken, and that leads to a positive result. I firmly believe this is something that even at this late date can be turned around, folks. Otherwise, why would I be sitting here wasting my time? Why would I have gotten up at 2 o'clock this morning to sit down here and prepare a program for you It's to educate and awaken people, because I believe it can be turned around. And I have children. Many of you folks have children. So many of you have grandchildren. And I think the reason why you're listening, the reason why you're paying attention, is because you care about your children and grandchildren. Maybe great-grandchildren. Because they're going to have to live in this world with these despots in power. And I don't want them to have to live under the sting of totalitarian rule. I want them to be able to breathe the free air that I was able to breathe as I was growing up. Moving along here, The Telegraph out of the UK reports China in talk on rail rival to Panama Canal, according to a report. It says China is in talks to build a railway linking Colombia's Atlantic and Pacific coasts that could create a rival to the Panama Canal. Now keep in mind, Panama Canal fell under the control of China, the communist Chinese, thanks to President James Earl Carter, another sellout. But they say Juan Manuel Santos, the Colombian president, said in an interview with the Financial Times, it's a real proposal and it is quite advanced. The proposed 140-mile dry canal is one of a series to boost transport links with Asia to improve Colombia's infrastructure, the report said, citing documents it had seen. The Panama Canal represents roughly 5% of world trade and 13,000 to 14,000 ships passing through it each year. Mr. Santos said, adding, he says, I don't want to create exaggerated expectations, but it does make a lot of sense. He added that Asia is the new motor of the world economy. Where else have we heard that before? Asia is the new motor. George Soros said the same thing. We play the audio here on the program, ladies and gentlemen. He said China was going to be the motor that drives the world economy and the United States would be pulled along behind it. It would be a drag. It's a planned. This whole thing is just planned. Anyway, they say, citing unnamed Chinese and Colombian officials, the newspaper said talks are most advanced over a 494-mile railway and expansion of the port of Buenaventura. I know I butchered that name. I apologize. The $7.6 billion project is funded by the Chinese Development Bank and operated by China Railway Group. China has a big hold in Latin America, ladies and gentlemen. Just one more reason why we need to control our borders, but we already have them here in this country. It's insane. At a time when Americans are being groped at the airport, Americans are being spied upon, we have Chinese communists everywhere. Here we see from the Examiner. Intel chief warns media about Chinese military advances. Even when President Bill Clinton allowed dual-purpose technology transfers to the Chinese, few realized the significance of those transfers and little was reported in the U.S. media. Some of that U.S. technology helped the Chinese government in perfecting the accuracy of their intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs. Though China has demonstrated its ability to field advanced military prototypes speedily, how soon it can put those capabilities to use, remains a key question, the Navy's intelligence chief said in a report released by the American Forces Press Service's Karen Parrish. Vice Admiral David J. Jack Dorsett, Director of Naval Intelligence and Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Dominance, spoke to the defense writers about China's emerging military capability. He said they've entered operational capability quicker than we frequently project, Dorsett said. All right, we got to take another break. We'll continue this and other information on the other side. Bob Chapman coming up next hour. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Better rule the world. The people in this country need to, not the world, but we need to stand up and govern, ladies and gentlemen. We need to organize groups, and we need to go and start learning these issues and you know, put ads in the paper, recruiting people, say, hey, if you care about your freedoms, we're going to be having a meeting over here. Get together, discuss the issues that you need to discuss with your fellow patriots that are a part of your group, and then organize and have, you know, there's plenty of people out of work today. There's plenty of people who don't have jobs. There's a lot of retired people out there. They can go on state websites. Every single state has a website now. All the legislation is published right there on the websites. You can go through and look at bills, see what's being passed, see what's being introduced. Pick out those bills that you, agree on your issues ahead of time, what are going to be the issues you're going to deal with, and get active. Because you know what? Nothing is going to be more positive and make you feel so much better about what you're doing and about your country and about the current state of affairs right now here in this country than when you see, than when you roll up your sleeves and actually are doing something about it. That's where the positive results come. That's where the feeling of jubilation comes, in knowing that you are doing what you can. No, we can't do everything. None of us can do everything. But one thing that we can do is make a difference in our own area. Quit looking at the big picture and start looking at your own little corner of the world, your own state, your own area, those things that you can change. And when you know what? If enough people do that, you'd be surprised at just how much ground we can regain in this country. I'm not trying to be negative, and I want to make that clear. All right. Before the break, I was just talking about the Chinese intel chief was warning about the Chinese military advances. This piece from the Examiner. Dorset says they've entered operational capability. Their ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. Having trouble talking today, if you have to forgive me. Anyway, they've entered into capability quicker than they frequently projected, he says. We've been on the mark on an awful lot of our assessments, he added. But there have been a handful of things we've underestimated. Dorset's remarks were delivered on the same day that the Pentagon spokesman, Marine Corps Colonel Dave Lapin, emailed reporters about the Defense Department's annual report to Congress on military and security developments involving the People's Republic of China. The report, Lapin wrote, states that China, quote, continues to make investments to support a comprehensive military modernization program, which includes advanced aircraft, unquote. Specifically, Lapin noted, the China report references the Quadrennial Defense Review Report. Quote, China is developing and fielding large numbers of advanced medium-range ballistic and cruise missiles, new attack submarines equipped with advanced weapons, increasingly capable of long-range air defense systems, electronic warfare, and computer network attack of capabilities, advanced fighter aircraft, and counter-space systems, unquote, he wrote. The latest Chinese military technology has been widely reported in recent weeks. In December, high-resolution photos surfaced of a Chinese aircraft that appears to be a large stealth fighter. The previous week, Navy Admiral Robert Willard, commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, was quoted in a Japanese newspaper as saying the Chinese anti-ship ballistic missile, the Dongfeng 21D or DF-21D, has been extensively tested and is now considered to be at initial operational capability. Amid growing global attention to China's growing military inventory, Defense Secretary Robert Gates will travel to China on January 9th. Apparently this has already happened. For long-planned meetings, the first between the two nations' defense leaders since China suspended military-to-military contact early last year. During his meeting with reporters, Dorset and Chinese advances should be viewed in perspective. Their stealth fighter, he said, will not be fully operational capable for years. Well, obviously that isn't true because they just unveiled their stealth fighter, ladies and gentlemen. That was unveiled right about the time that Hu Jintao came to this country to meet with China, or to meet with Obama. Anyway, I'm up against the bottom of the hour break. I'm going to leave that there. We're going to move on to other things. We have Rumsfeld getting the Defender of the Constitution Award. Oh, Lord. We need some humor. Stay with us. We'll be back. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. Go back to the phone lines. And we'll talk to Bill in Idaho. Bill, what's on your mind?
Bless you, Darren. Excellent work as usual.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm calling you from, back up easy triple canopy country up here in beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You know, kind of flyover country for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about, Rumsfeld, that criminal Nazi weasel receiving an award. My recommendation would be at the end of a shoot cord and for everybody to see right along with Cheney, but there are so many to mention it would be difficult considering the dearness of time. But for the new ones, the ones that are just starting to wake up, or grandma and grandpa that just finally got a clue, just for both of them, who murdered Frank Olson, for early CIA history.
Mm-hmm.
Cheney's name, Rumsfeld's name, come up right at the end. So this is a little bit more evidence read into the record, ultimately, for the recovery. But I would only mention, give a damn, half-assed, evangelical Joey Fish, backsliding, slacking Judeo-Christians, and the sheeple that are in these pews every Sunday morning and get sheared and have their little ears tickled and that. You just remember, you heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. They would know, that by virtue of our Judeo-Christian conscience, the churches would be the easiest touch. So they would send all of their ministers to the cemeteries to make sure they would mislead these little dumb sheepies. And yet at the same time, as Christians, we are to love and serve our brothers.
Yeah.
And there are good and worthy all around the world that love their families as much as we do. And I've known Chinese, I've known everyone, and they're wonderful people. And yet at the same time, this little serpent, this little Nazi criminal in the state capitol over there in Boise, Idaho, the little criminal Otter, Butch Otter, right along with the rest of the council, generals throughout the country, 279 economic development zones, of which, strangely enough, of course, there's always a state capital and there's always a wagon hut or something prison that these slimy little judges have thrown all the kids into for non-crimes.
Yeah.
If grandma and grandpa...
It's a sad state of affairs, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah. If grandma
What needs to happen is people need to wake up their legislators to this, because I have a feeling most of our state lawmakers don't have any idea that these foreign trade zones even exist.
I was in a meeting with 120 adult people. I would assume they were adults. At least, sitting in a very large Grand Soviet, they would ostensibly represent what passes for the Republican Party in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I assume there are a bunch of baggers there right along with them. But whoever or whatever they were read the record, and they were given the documentation. And out of those 125, I assume that there were even five that were nearly as alarmed as I was. And do you know what? There was never a word mentioned. There was not a word mentioned in the local press any more than on the community NPR radio or any follow-up stories in the slimy spokesman review any more than the Coeur d'Alene press.
Well, listen, I'm going to have to move on here, Bill.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be moving.
I appreciate the call there. And here's the other point, folks. If your legislators do know, that's even worse. You need to work for their overturn of their, at election time. Drive them out. I mean, folks, we're in a war here. This is what I'm saying. We're in a war for our country. And I'm furious that this is going on. There is absolutely no excuse for this in the United States that this would be going on. There is no excuse that we would have communist Chinese coming into this country. And there's no excuse that the people out there in la-la land, in average everyday American citizen land, we got to reach those people. Somehow, some way, we got to reach those people. And I don't mean to yell, but somehow we got to break through the walls of the Patriot Radio and reach mainstream America. And there's ways we can do it. I mean, the RBN business cards are a good way to do it. The RBN offers these $100 for $100 for $10. That includes shipping, free bumper stickers, free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Get the business cards. The address for RBN, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call during business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. You can also order them off the Internet, off the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org. That's one way. That's one way that you can do it, and you support the network in the process. Other ways, write letters to your local newspaper, folks. Generally, they'll publish what you write. Sometimes the editor will chop it up a little bit. If you don't get satisfaction that way, if you don't get it published that way, then put an ad in your local paper. Buy space. And tell the people what's going on. You can still rent billboards, those of you who have a little extra cash. Rent billboards. Put it out there on a billboard. We've got to get this message out some way. And you know what? To be honest with you, there's a, and I work in television. I used to work in commercial television. And I can tell you, ad space on your local TV station isn't generally, depending upon the time that you buy it, and I'm talking about 30-second, one-minute blocks of space, sometimes overnight, sometimes at off times, you can get space relatively cheap. You'd be surprised for a 30-second ad. You might look into that and find out how much it costs. Get their rate card. These are just ideas, but we've got to break through this into the mainstream, folks. We have to reach more people because people need to be educated of what's going on here. Most people in the Patriot community have never even heard of these foreign trade zones. And this has been going on, as Mark pointed out, for many, many years. For decades, this plan has been going on. So the elitists are patting each other on the back. I mean, Obama just awarded George Herbert Walker Bush a Medal of Freedom, as Rumsfeld got his award for upholding the Constitution, defending the Constitution. These people have done everything they could to take away freedom and the Constitution. All right, moving along here. Running out of time. I'm going to skip a couple of these because we're running out of time. We have, while everyone has been focused on the unrest in Egypt, we have the situation going on where Obama has been meeting with the people in Canada. He met with Harper. He signed the Outer Security Perimeter Deal, North American Union, folks. This comes from the St. Albert Gazette out of Canada. It's a Canadian press article. That's the equivalent of our Associated Press. It's a wire service for Canada. U.S. President Barack Obama says he has no doubt Stephen Harper will safeguard Canadian sovereignty in a new Canada-U.S. border security agreement that has raised the hackles of opposition politicians and privacy watchdogs back at home. Quote, I have great confidence that Prime Minister Harper, that he's going to be protective of certain core values of Canada, just as I would be very protective of the core values of the United States, Obama told a news conference on Friday following a long-awaited White House meeting with Harper. It would be unrealistic to expect Canada and the U.S. to march in lockstep on every issue of border security, he said, but we match up more than probably any country on earth, Obama said. He says, so the goal here is to make sure that we are coordinating closely and that we are taking steps and measures to ensure both openness and security. We're doing so in ways that enhance the relationship as opposed to create tensions in the relationship. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the implementation, ladies and gentlemen, of the Council on Foreign Relations. They put out a report, I think it was around 2005, Building a North American Community. Reported the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. And you can put that in the search engine, Building a North American Community. What they laid out there is that they were going to be focusing more on an outer security perimeter around Canada, the United States, and Mexico. those three countries, because we're being integrated with Canada and Mexico. Basically, what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, most of you know this. When the European Union was founded, Mikhail Gorbachev, the communist from the Soviet Union, made the statement about the European Union that it was the new European Soviet. Now we have here in the West the equivalent of what the European Union was to Europe. We have being built now the Western Soviet. The Western Soviet system, the integration of the Western Hemisphere. They will stop, they won't stop until they have integrated the entire Western Hemisphere on down to Latin America, Central and South America. That was the plan from day one. Vicente Fox, former leader of Mexico, admitted it on Larry King Live. We have that audio up on the website. If you click on old site and go to that page, it's right there. Vicente Fox is there. He admits that that's what the plan was. The free trade area of the Americas. So they're building this thing. Here we see from the CBC. Border talks, not about sovereignty, says Harper. Canada and U.S. match up better than any country on earth, says Obama. A new Canada-U.S. agreement on border security won't jeopardize Canadian sovereignty. Lie. Prime Minister Stephen Harper said Friday in Washington, at the end of meetings with U.S. President Barack Obama, Harper said Canadian sovereignty isn't in question. Our objective here is to make sure Canadians are safer and more secure. His comment came after he and Obama signed a deal that will lead the two countries to cooperating on ways to use technology to design a smarter border that remains open to trade and economic growth but closed to security risk. In announcing a joint declaration on the border, Obama said he and Harper agreed to a new vision for managing our shared responsibilities, not just at the border but beyond the border. They pointed out three initiatives: better border security, using better screening, new technologies, and information sharing among law enforcement agencies. That also means ensuring a free flow of goods and people. Did you hear that? A free flow of goods and people. In other words, dropping the border, people. Creation of a new council. What's council? It's a Soviet, folks. They call it councils, but they're Soviets. Creation of a new council to sweep away outdated regulations that stifle trade and job creation. Unspecified ways to promote trade and investment from clean energy partnerships. And the steps Canada can take to strengthen intellectual property rights. Harper touched on sovereignty several times. Why did he do that? Because the people know in his country. They've been a little more open in Canada about this than they hear are being here in the U.S. Everybody focused on Egypt. Everybody has their attention across the pond. And these little scum suckers are meeting while everybody's distracted on the riots that are going on in Northern Africa and the Middle East. Harper touched on sovereignty several times at a post-meeting press conference. We're not talking about eliminating the border. Liar. But rather simplifying wherever possible the management of the border as well as the free flow of people and goods across that border. Moving along here. From the White House. All right, I'm going to skip that because we don't have time. There's a lot of other things. As a part of this agreement, ladies and gentlemen, as a part of this agreement, I want to make this clear. There is created the Regulatory Cooperation Council. See, these people are saying that, oh, this isn't about giving up sovereignty. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. But in the meantime, they're harmonizing all the laws. They're harmonizing all the regulations under the guise of making this easier for corporations to do business and have free flow of goods and trade and services so we can all be prosperous. Don't you feel prosperous today, folks, the more we've been doing NAFTA? Hasn't that made you so much more prosperous? We're talking about agreements with Canada here, but they're doing the same thing with Mexico. All these trade agreements have made everybody so prosperous, haven't they? From the Prime Minister of Canada website, Stephen Harper, Regulatory Cooperation Council, dated February 4th, 2011. Documentation, ladies and gentlemen. It says, Canada and the United States are the two most integrated economies in the world. What were we talking about earlier in Afghanistan? Integration being the key. Now, of course, Canada isn't a communist country, per se. But they're saying that we're losing, this isn't about giving up sovereignty, and yet they're saying that we're integrated, and this is about integration. Look up integration in the dictionary. Pieces together, coming together to form a whole. That's what it means, folks. All right, I'm up against the clock. I'm going to touch upon this. Mark, hang on the line. I'll take your call. Time's going by very quickly. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Mark, just hang with me. I'll get to your call here in just a moment. I want to cover this real quick here because we're running out of time. Bob Chapman's going to be brought up in a few minutes, but I'm still going to cover this because I haven't heard this anywhere else. I don't think anybody else is talking about this. Some people have mentioned the perimeter deal, but as part of the same deal that was just signed with Stephen Harper of Canada, Obama agreed to the Regulatory Cooperation Council. This comes from the Prime Minister of Canada's website, ladies and gentlemen, dated February 4th, 2011, Dateline Washington, D.C. Canada and the United States are two of the most integrated economies in the world. This commercial relationship, which supports millions of jobs on both sides of the border, is essential to the prosperity of both countries. The Prime Minister and President have announced the creation of a Canada-U.S. Regulatory Cooperation Council, or RCC. This council commits both countries to finding ways to reduce and prevent regulatory barriers to cross-border trade, because simplifying rules and reducing red tape lead to lower costs for business and consumers, and ultimately to more jobs. The two leaders believe that the citizens of both countries deserve smarter and more effective approaches to regulation that enhance economic competitiveness while maintaining high standards of public health and safety and protecting the environment. All sounds so good, doesn't it, folks? The establishment of the Regulatory Cooperation Council in no way diminishes the sovereignty of the United... And again, they have the same lie. With each government continuing to carry out its regulatory functions according to its domestic legal and policy requirements, Canada and the U.S. have a strong record of achievement and regulatory cooperation on which to build. Some of these achievements include, and they name a few, Canada announced in October 2010, final regulations align with those of the United States, which impose more stringent greenhouse gas emissions standards for new passenger automobiles and light trucks. By September 2011, a harmonized standard form for electronic stabilization systems and light-duty vehicles will be in place. In June 2009, Canada and the U.S. recognized as equivalent each other's national organic systems, thereby facilitating bilateral trade in certified organic products. In addition to building on past cooperation, the Regulatory Cooperation Council could focus on new sectors, such as nanotechnology, where regulatory policy in both countries is at an early stage. Now, from the White House website, dated February 4, 2011, joint statement by President Obama and Prime Minister Harper of Canada on regulatory cooperation. They say, today, President Barack Obama and Prime Minister Stephen Harper have directed the creation of a United States-Canada Regulatory Cooperation Council, RCC, composed of senior regulatory, trade, and foreign affairs officials from both countries. In addition of our $1 trillion annual trade and investment relationship, the RCC has a two-year mandate to work together to promote economic growth, job creation, and benefits to our consumers and businesses through increased regulatory transparency and coordination. They have directed that the first meeting of the RCC be convened within 90 days by the relevant agencies in the United States and Canada. The President and Prime Minister have taken this initiative because they believe that their citizens deserve smarter, more effective approaches to regulation that enhance the economic competitiveness and well-being of the United States and Canada, blah, 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 blah. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, when you are merging countries together, despite the repeated lie that, oh, this isn't about giving up sovereignty, when you're merging countries together, what do you have to do? It becomes a whole lot easier if you first harmonize the laws, harmonize the regulations, form joint partnerships. This is how they're getting it done. While you folks are focused on the revolutions in Egypt and other places, this is going on back home. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Hour number 3 is about to begin.
Gold.